Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, why would we choose to cook with a slow cooker? Why maybe should you dig it out of the bottom of your cupboard if you have one and haven't been using it? Or why might you want to look for one as a gift for someone or for yourself? Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. And when they first came on the market, the main selling point was that you put the food into the slow cooker and you sort of forgot it until maybe 4 hours later or 6 or 8 hours later. You didn't have to pay any attention to it. And that was a great time saver. Get the meal ready before you went to work or before you went outside to do things. And, you know, that's still a good reason to think about having a slow cooker. But I think we've learned that there are many other reasons why that's also a good idea. It does save energy. It doesn't take nearly as much electrical energy to run a crock pot as it does. And you notice I just said crock pot. That's a brand name. Slow cooker is the appliance. But it just sort of slips out, crock pot, since we've gotten so used to saying that. Back to electrical energy, you know, if it's something that could go in the oven that might also, as an alternative, go in the slow cooker, you're going to save a lot of electrical energy. Now, I think in the summertime, it also then doesn't produce as much heat in your kitchen, which is a really good thing. Now, in the wintertime, maybe you want to turn the oven on and add some heat. And if you have a number of things to bake in the oven, you know, that's a great choice. But if it's just one food, maybe the slow cooker would be a good choice. Another reason is still that time kind of thing, that many, many dishes, you can just put it all in there and it's ready when you come back in a few hours. Of course, you most have a cooking choices of slow or low or high, and which is a faster cooking time. A couple of other reasons is that it does cook tougher meat, the less tender, shall we say, kinds of meat to make it more tender because it is a slow cooking, possibly lower temperature. And at this time of year, I like to talk about them because if you're preparing a meal where there are many parts to the meal and you have things that are on the stove top and taking up those burners, and then you have other things that are in the oven like the turkey, the ham, the multiple dishes, and you just need one more way, one more thing you want to cook, and there's no room for it, well, the slow cooker may be an option for you. I think the other thing that we've learned over time, again, starting out, I think it was mostly a meat dish that we did, like a roast. Folks have done lots of experimenting. You know, there are cooks out there that just love to experiment, and they've tried using their slow cooker for a whole lot of things. Of course, soup is really logical because you can put all of the items in there and, you know, all the flavors come together. It keeps it hot. You can serve it right out of there. But you could also do breads, desserts. You can even make hard-cooked eggs, even pasta dishes, and the list goes on. Now, a couple of things that have been added that are convenience, of course, is the liner bags that you can purchase to put into the pot before you do the cooking, because sometimes it's over that long period of time, it does get a little cooked on around the edge and it's a little harder to remove. So the cooker bag is one thing that just adds to the convenience and makes cleanup a whole lot cleaner. And a big change, of course, also from those early ones where you could not take the crock out of the electrical part of the appliance and it was hard to handle. Now, I think all of them come out and you can put them in the dishwasher and that makes cleanup a whole lot easier. If you thought you might like to buy a new one for yourself or you'd like to buy one for a gift, you will find some additions, some changes. One is that there's a whole lot more choice in sizes from quite small. If you're buying one or in your family you just have two people, maybe you want a smaller one rather than the regular size. And you'll also find lots of additions, such as the timers, where you can set the time to come on at a certain time, and more control over what's happening there. I've also seen some just lately where there are like three smaller crocks or pots in one appliance, so you can do several different things at the same time in those slow cookers and have a bigger variety. Another thing that you can do is to actually, instead of or in addition to use the liner, you can actually just put a pan in there. Like if you want to do a quick bread, you can use a quick bread pan, and basically you're baking it in there rather than in the oven. Now, where do you get lots of information? Well, for those folks who don't have computers, you might go to the library. You might, of course, go back to, if you have one and you still have the book, you may want to take a look at that. Of course, if you go to stores that sell cookbooks, you can find just slow cooker cookbooks. If you have a computer or you have access, and remember the library has several, well, I think all our libraries have computers that you can use and they can help you. There are just so many resources there. Sometimes it's almost too much. It's hard to choose. But you can look for a specific kind of food. It might be that side dish that you want to do something different. Or it might be the cheesecake. Or it might be an addition to the soup. You have your favorite soup recipe and you'd like to just kind of punch it up a little bit. The list will go on and on. Hundreds of ideas for recipes in the crock pot. If you have a favorite recipe that you would like to use in the slow cooker, you can also convert that. And there are guidelines for that also. So if a dish usually takes 15 to 30 minutes to cook, you would about double that, 1 to 2 hours on high or 4 to 6 hours on low. If the dish that you usually cook in the on top of the stove or in the oven cooks for 1 to 2 hours, you would cook it 3 to 4 hours on high or 6 to 8 hours on low. Another thing you may need to think about if you're converting recipes is that not much of the moisture is released. Versus if you're cooking on top of the stove, it may be that you'll cook off some of the liquid. That will not happen in a slow cooker. So you need to think about the amount of liquid. But you also have to have some liquid in the slow cooker. So, for a lot of these things, you're going, oh, how can I remember all that? It's best to either look at the book that came with your slow cooker or look for other information to remind you of these things. Just a few other things in terms of best results when cooking. As we mentioned, no liquid escapes, although there is moisture that collects on the underside of the lid. Don't check it. Sometimes we're tempted to take the lid off and going, oh, I wonder how that's going in there. I'd like to smell it. I'd like to look at it. Well, every time you take the lid off, there's heat loss, and so it's going to take longer to cook. The inner pot needs to be at room temperature before you start cooking. And the instructions on mine, though, say don't turn it on until you have food in there. But I think the point is here, if for some reason you had stored your pot in the refrigerator and it's cold, you can't just put it into the appliance and turn it on. It needs to come to room temperature. Or perhaps you stored it in a cold place. Needs to come to room temperature. Rice and pasta dishes work best cooked on high for the shortest time possible. And always use easy cook rice rinsed well first to get off some of the starch. And if you're changing from a regular recipe to a slow cooker recipe, remember I said reduce the liquid in a regular recipe by about 1/3 to change it. We like to have dishes that we can just, put everything in there and it's ready. One thing that's really recommend you do ahead of time is brown meat. You don't have to, but it will look nicer and it does keep some of the flavor in it better if you take a few minutes to brown the meat before you put it into the slow cooker. Well, lots of other suggestions, and just, I think, again, if you like to experiment, you've got lots of possibilities here. If you don't like to experiment, well, go to a cookbook or some other source that's tried and true and have a great time using your slow cooker. If you're not going to use it, get rid of it. It's just cluttering up your kitchen. Until next time, here's the thought. If we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd likely grab ours back.